I suppose it's always the big day you look forward to is the first round of the Ulster Championship, and I suppose we're blessed again this year that we've got a home draw, you know, and against a good Fermanagh team, and certain there's going to be nothing easy on the day.
Yeah, and I suppose the one big difference this year is, in comparison to the ones in the most recent years anyways, that you had a good long break from the league to the Championship.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose we had a good 9-10 weeks there since the end of the league campaign there, since the league semi-final, and I suppose we used that well, you know, we had a good bit of training done on the early part of that, and then we had a break for the club championship, which kind of gave us a wee bit of freshness again coming back after the club championship, and you know, we focused hard then in the last 3 weeks on Fermanagh once the opposition was known. So it's definitely going to be a big task, but I suppose the good thing this year is the championship's broken down into, I suppose, an Ulster championship of 5 weeks rather than nine or 10 weeks as previous years, so it's definitely a positive, but unless we get over Fermanagh in the quarter final, you know, it's not going to be any benefit to us.
Preparations since the league, we hear stories of seriously hard training.
Yeah, that's it. It's always the way. I suppose we didn't finish the league the way we would have wanted to, you know. I suppose we're still competitive in those games, but against Monaghan and down in Kerry, you know, there was games there for the taking, and we just didn't close it out in the last 10 minutes. So certainly there's a good bit of fitness work done in the early part of that break, you know, and hopefully you'll see the benefits on Sunday now.
Was it harder than any pre-season you'd done before?
No, not really. I think every year on his own merits, it's tough at the time, so it is, but it's still work that has to be done if you're going to be successful in the summer months. And I suppose this year, with the extra break, you know, it gave us a good chance to get stuck into it early on in the break, and then with the break for the club championship, which freshened things up again, and then we got a bit more of the sharper stuff and the sprint work done since then, so hopefully we'll be in good shape.
Fermanagh, you've met them a good few times in the McKenna Cup, but in actual fact, since that first season back in 2006, you haven't met them in the Championship.
Yeah, that's I suppose that was the only Championship match against them. I suppose I remember playing as a minor up in Brewster Park, and the senior team getting beat that day by Fermanagh on a very wet day up there. And 2006, they were quite similar to the team of now, you know. They have a lot of pace in the team, a lot of pacey forwards and dangerous inside forwards, you know, as they had that day. And certainly Fermanagh have got great confidence from the Antrim victory, but I suppose not only that, I suppose when you look at last year's Championship and getting to the quarter final, you know, massive boost to them, and even in the early part of this year in the McKenna Cup game, you could see that they were intent on building on that. So, you know, unless we're on the top of our game, you know, Fermanagh's going to be very hard to beat.
Yeah, because what the beat you well, was it 12 points to 8? I know it's probably very early in the season, and the climate was a good bit colder back then.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose we probably wouldn't have had that many regular starters on the pitch that day, you know, but the ones that were in the pitch, you know, Fermanagh were very impressive, you know, they're very well organised in kickouts and defensive shape, you know, they seem to be working to a plan, and suppose that plan doesn't seem to have changed much throughout the year, which is a great consistency for them, so, you know, we're no doubt that it's going to be a big challenge for us.